Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, it is time for Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment. I'm Carolyn Parisi. Brilliance is in the basic. You know what? We have to awaken our consciousness. We have to have inspiration, timeless truths. It's time for transformation. It's time to set our souls free and a paradigm shift. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and it's also time for you to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. And if you're a freedom-loving soul, you are in the right place. You know what? This is the Voice of Truth Media. I'm Carol Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio because we are your authentic guide for your journey towards self-empowerment. Remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. So what do you want to accomplish? Let's get some stuff done. And you know what? I'm going to throw a little bit of a political spin on this today because we all know on this show, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Supposedly, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Well, I live in the state of Illinois, and it's kind of a death spiral state, if anybody knows anything about our state. But I don't know if, and I haven't studied it at length. I will be doing so very soon, but slow-mo Sleepy Joe Biden, sorry, if you like him, sorry. The man cannot formulate a sentence. We hold these truths to be self, you know, thing. Yeah, I can find that clip if you'd like to hear it. You could hear it on Eyes Wide Open Radio, played it this week. I mean, here's the deal. There's something going on where folks want to get rid of the suburbs. They want to get rid of the suburbs. And it's happening here in Illinois. There's a man by the name of Terrence Wallace who's got something called, this is rich, the End Zone Project. The End Zone Project. And he hasn't filled out a zoning request. The man does not own the home. The home is owned by a trust. And the owner of record has not shown up to lobby the village to change this zoning, okay? So Mr. Terrence Wallace is a black man, and he wants to do a noble thing and bring young black men in from the city of Chicago to this lovely home in this very exclusive suburb of Illinois, Chicago, northwest suburbs of Chicago. And the home has been on the market. It's a multi-million dollar home. The home has not sold or transferred. But it seems like Mr. Wallace is doing some interesting, shall we say, things. First of all, Mr. Wallace does not fill out the zoning forms. Second of all, Mr. Wallace is called everyone that wants him to fill out zoning forms racist. Mr. Wallace started this project back in, let's say, 2018, and he really hasn't pursued it until after the George Floyd incident. I don't know, but this sounds like racism to me. Here is a community person, someone from the Barrington Hills community, talking to Mr. Wallace. So you tell me if this is racist.
I've lived in Barrington Hills for 10 years. And I'd like to, yes, my name is Lynn Wirtz. I've lived in Barrington Hills for 10 years. And I want to just say it's a really welcoming community. This is a community where once or twice a year we get invitations to attend social functions. Every member of our community gets that. So, Terrence, you're welcome here. Your boys are welcome here. There's problems. Is called a sheet of paper. It's a zoning board application. You have not filed it. And that's the problem. We're here talking about fears. There are no fears. Fill out the paperwork.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not filled out the paperwork. So now we have another woman who's African American. And
everyone.
Oh, here's Terrence. Show some to Terrence.
I suspect the neighbor would like me to react in an inappropriate manner, but I'll go higher. For all of you trustees on this board, I realize that there are many of us have different perspectives. But what I would like to present to you today, whether you are Republican, Democrat, or Independent, whatever, if you are Christian or a non-Christian, many of you that sit around this table and in this room are parents or grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins. And if any of your kids were faced with danger and their lives were threatened to be taken away, you would do anything in your power to save them. It's your natural.
So anyway, he's accusing these people of killing kids in the city. So now here's another woman, and this woman is here. This is another woman.
You can imagine how much I absolutely just get thrilled every
here.
My name is Sonia Evans. I'm exhausted. Like everyone else in this room and on the line, I wake up in a pandemic. I sit up like an outbreak, like an excerpt from outbreak, just to go to the grocery store. I pretty much watch the news through my fingers because I have no idea what fresh layer of awful is going to be laid in front of me. Police brutality, uses at NASCAR. Is Chicago going to be the next Portland? These are serious times. And I'll tell you the one thing I shouldn't have to worry about is the world seemingly spins off of this access. Terrence Wallace. As a successful woman of color, you can imagine how much I absolutely just get thrilled every time I walk into a room and there's a man who thinks that he's the smartest one in the room, whatever color he may be. This man walked into our community. He called us names, he hurled accusations without bothering to follow our colorblind rules, and I have a problem with that. This man claims to be in tech, but he acts like we don't only have Google. Last month, Mr. Wallace walked into this room and accused our village of racist behavior because he claimed he'd been trying to work with the trustees on locating this group home here since 2018, and yet the actual owner of the home had this property in question on the market from 2016 until just a few months ago. Google, Mr. Wallace, Google. Mr. Wallace then suggested we were somehow responsible for the death of a child because the trustees had failed to take action. Again, he doesn't own the house now. He didn't own the house then. He only just recently seems to set up some sort of unspecified layer of residence there. I'm not even sure I understand it. I'd be really interested in him explaining to me in really small words how that works. How am I responsible for the death of a child? That's just, I can't imagine who would hurl that insult at us. Mr. Wallace claims this isn't a group home, but rather a family, which is strange because he also raises money as a 501c3 to support this family. I'm pretty sure that the law takes a negative view of supporting your family with charitable funds, but don't take my word for it. Ask Mr. Wallace. He's the smartest man in the room, apparently. But let me tell you what keeps me up at night. The fact that if Mr. Wallace succeeds in this endeavor, these children, who I have every belief, are each amazing and wonderful. And they deserve every opportunity in this world. They are going to be left in the care of this man. This man who appears at best to be a master of misinformation and manipulation. There won't be any oversight, no surprise visits from DCFS to make sure he's not playing Silence the Lambs in the basement with him at night. There will be no protection for these children. No protection. That is why we have laws. That is why we don't let random people with a history of playing fast and loose with the facts open up group homes. This is not racism. And shame on you, Mr. Wallace, for seemingly attempting to capitalize on
it.
Like current events.
You're fine. You're fine.
Yes.
How dare you let her live there when I couldn't
calls her a low-life tramp, and then he says you called yourself a black woman. If that man is not the most racist, misogynist person, and he wants to raise children, he's calling people, he's trying to get boys out of the hood, and what does he do? He has the hood mindset. Racist, you disagree with me? B, I'm going to call you names. This is the kind of person that wants to bring up boys to make them strong men. Oh, and by the way, during the Pledge of Allegiance, prior to this meeting, of course, Mr. Wallace decided to take a knee. Now, friends, please, this is not about a project to help. This is about a political agenda. And what I have found to be true is the news has not reported any of these truths. The news is just saying this is an elitist suburb and they're a bunch of racists. I didn't hear any of those women being racist. They're like, we'd love to have you here, but we have something called rules to follow. We are a nation with a rule of law. He had to fill out a petition for zoning for his in-zone project. Pastor Wallace, Mr. Wallace, why can't you follow the rules? You know what? Did you hear what he called her? I mean, and he just got so angry because she was a woman of color and she challenged him. This is not what we need to be bringing up boys into men. Here, let's hear him again. Let's see if we can hear him again here. Oh, I don't know if the tape's going to play. Absolutely deplorable and despicable. Anyway.
My name is Tanya Evans.
Oh, this is too much. This is
her. Public comment.
Thank you.
So anyway, this.
I can't imagine.
He accused people of.
Mr. Wallace, please, this isn't a group home, but.
Maybe this is it. And I also had a microphone I was going to use today. It didn't work. I was so sad. It wouldn't let me hook into the Blog Talk Radio. So if there's a big, technical difficulty.
Wallace takes a negative view of supporting her family with charitable funds.
Oh, and he's supporting his family with charitable funds. He calls it a 501c3.
But the fact that if Mr. Wallace succeeds in this.
Okay, here we go. This is it. It's coming again.
Who I have every belief are each amazing and wonderful, and they deserve every opportunity in this world. They are going to be left in the care of this man. This man who appears at best to be a master of misinformation and manipulation. There won't be any oversight. No surprise visits from DCFS to make sure he's not playing Silence the Lambs in the basement with him at night. There will be no protection for this child. No protection. That is why we have laws. That is why we don't let random people with a history of playing fast and loose with the facts open up group homes. This is not racism. And shame on you, Mr. Wallace, for seemingly attempting to capitalize on the current event to achieve
that. You're fine.
How dare you let her sit there when I couldn't say one?
He calls her a racist, low-life tramp. Racist, low-life tramp.
Chief, if you please, thank you.
You're not a black woman. He's calling her not a black woman. He's telling her she's not a black woman.
Thank you.
There will be no protection.
So anyway, back to the heart of the matter. Results. If you have the same mindset all the time, if everything is racist and name-calling, we're not going to change. But here at Awaken to Empowerment, we believe in change. Change will come. Change comes to us because we want change to come. So, on a more positive note, I had my little bit of interestingness, and I'd love to hear from you about this because the man did not fill out his paperwork. He's not following the rules. I mean, I'm sorry, but anytime somebody gets away with something that's not legitimate, it's an illegitimate venture. There are rules to follow. There's laws of attraction. We've discussed the laws of the universe. We also have a country here that's based on the rule of law. So, anyway, there are some great things that we should talk, but friends, remember this. Bad politicians are elected by good people who don't vote. You got to get out and vote. It's important. But I don't know. Is all this COVID getting you anxious? Is this election cycle making you anxious? Well, there's freedom from it. So I've got this article, because you know me, I always do these articles from Women's First. So let's just talk about freedom from anxiety. Let's see. So if somebody's irritable, you know, so many people are getting irritable with each other. And nerves are frayed from TV just to what's going on. Well, Wallace J. Nichols, PhD, author of Blue Mind, says, why the din of modern life is so stressful, especially now that we've been spending so much time at home, we can't escape it. So it says, tune into something, sound of blue noise. Move over white noise. The sound of water or blue noise is more relaxing. That's especially true when it comes to drowning out chattering voices, says Wallace, revealing that because our vocal range overlaps the sound with moving water, it's ideal camouflage for the human voice. Listening to blue noise, such as playing the sound of rain or waves on YouTube for 2 minutes, will quiet anxiety. So how about a little, let's see if we got some meditation music here, and then we'll get the next one. Here, let's play this just real quick. This sounds terrible. There we go. Oh, that didn't sound so good, so I don't like the way that sounds. I don't know why it's not coming. It's right on, downloaded on the computer. But anyway, if you feel overwhelmed, maybe. A lot of us have a lot more to do now with COVID. So, you know, like Zoom meetings and all kinds of different things. A lot of people have a feeling of overwhelm. So mental health expert Victoria Maxwell says we could even start to doubt our own strengths and ability to bounce back. So enjoy some wabi-sabi mindfulness, it says. The Japanese philosophy of wabi-sabi means appreciating the beauty in the imperfect. Oh, that's awesome. Particularly the sublime messiness of nature, from a cloudy day to the aging leaves of a houseplant, explains Maxwell. Taking a moment to meditate on the beauty of nature's flaws helps us recognize that our own imperfections are also beautiful, alleviating the pressure we put on ourselves and boosting our confidence. Yes, I've said that so many times. If you ever look at nature, nothing is perfect. There's nothing perfect. Just embrace the moment. Enjoy nature. Breathe. And then some people can't sleep. So, you know, that restorative sleep totally helps with anxiety and depression. And it really, the melatonin dip. So this is from Laura Conover, MD, author of The Earth Prescription. It says when we're sleep deprived, it's a big cycle because it helps to exacerbate anxiety and depression, as we just said. So here's the nature cure. Invite sleep with one of the touch of earth. The Earth's electrical field pulse is at the same frequency as our brain's relaxing alpha brain waves. So touching the Earth or grounding helps us sync up with the field and enter a healing state. So despite its name, grounding doesn't necessarily mean taking a barefoot walk in the grass. In one study, touching the Earth for just 1 second was shown to lower tension and lead to more restorative sleep. So, you know what, go pull some weeds, touch the ground, breathe it in, love it. Yes, nature is good, we need it. So, and then there's the mental brain drain between trying to pick the best time to visit the grocery store, oh boy, do we know that, or figuring out the next career move, making decisions both big and small. You thought you'd never be grappling with what you have left mentally depleted. Before this crisis, we were already making a staggering 35,000 choices per day, but today we're facing even more dilemmas, exacerbating a form of mental exhaustion called decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. Yep. Every choice we're faced with takes a toll, affecting our ability to problem solve and eventually leading us to make worse decisions as the day goes on. Oh, boy. So savor a serene snap for 40 seconds, simply gazing at a photo of a beautiful landscape or colorful rainbow melts anxiety, improves decision-making. That's because such scenes have attention restoration properties, moving us out of the fight or flight into tend and befriend, says the environmental psychologist Ming Kuo, PhD. In one study, spending just 40 seconds looking at a simulated flowering meadow versus concrete warded off mental fatigue. Interestingly, nature alone seems to have this effect, as images of faces, for example, actually make the brain work harder. Indeed, no matter how you choose to embrace it, nature is a powerful potential portal to peace. So, get in touch with nature. If you have, my house, I have a lot of trees. Even the last house, I backed up to a creek, and I put a bench there, and I'd watch the ducks, you know, swim the creek, and I'd see all these cool birds and listen to them chirp. Nature's a beautiful thing, so get in touch with it. It can actually help you chill and relax and raise your vibrational energy. Now, I do want to close this show today with the vibrational scale of consciousness. And, you know, there's different vibes. We've talked about them. We call ourselves the High Vibe Tribe. And we've got dogs in the background. It happens, you know, hey. So the vibrational scale of consciousness is a model for personal growth. It has three major levels and seven minor levels. Low free energetic constrictions, which manifest in anger, limitations, and fear. High frequencies correspond to peace, possibilities, and love. There are three major levels or fields of the vibrational scale of consciousness: limitation, empowerment, and mastery. So here are some of the behaviors, and we'll do this again, but here's limitation. Attack or defend, judge, justify or blame, complain, worry, needy for attention, enable victims, lack confidence, feel unworthy or less than, feel powerless or lacking choice, feel anger or regret. And empowered is unconditional love, joy, clarity, choice, accountability, internal control, high self-esteem, positive thoughts, high integrity, high expectations, and synchronicity. Mastery, selfless service, make a large positive difference to the planet and volunteer. Freedom and liberation, are able to generate exceptional resources and money and people. Perform experience miracles, can lead to heal anyone or operate beyond physical laws such as gravity. Pure peace, joy, love, absolute intuition. So according to Vedanta, there are only two symptoms of enlightenment, just two indicators that transform is taking place when you are toward a higher consciousness. The first symptom is that you stop worrying. Yes, stop worrying. Just breathe it out. Things don't bother you anymore. You become lighthearted and full of joy. The second symptom is that you encounter more and more meaningful coincidences in your life and more synchronicities. And this accelerates to the point of where you actually experience the miraculous, and that's Deepak Chopra. So you know what, friends? You are listening to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Parisi. Tomorrow we may have the two girls with two names. If Mary Lynn doesn't join me tomorrow, I will be back on with Awaken to Empowerment. But, you know, I'm sorry I went into this really very sad situation with this, you know, project, and it's not good. I mean, it's really not good. People need to go ahead and pay attention to what's going on in this country. And you know, Pastor Wallace, no, people aren't racist. They just want you to follow the law, okay? So don't be such a master of misinformation and manipulation. It's really very misogynist to be calling a woman names and a black woman racist, okay? So let's get over that stuff. That's really a low vibe. So anyway,
really appreciated everybody coming here to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Parisi. And, you know, I just want peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. You know, we've got an election in probably 97 days. And, friends, I just think there's more stuff going on than meets the eye. Do some of your own research. Nobody wants a hater in the office. I don't think this man Trump is a hater. He's done more for women and African-American people. The workforce was exploding before the Chinese Wuhan virus. And you know what? Is that really real? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people keep getting sicker. I'm hearing that there, in 2015, there was some nefarious stuff going on with the Obama administration. But that's just what I heard. Not even saying it to be true. But anyway, I want to thank you all for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, at Awaken to Empowerment. It's really time to awaken. It's time to get your ideal life up and running. It's really time for me to learn how to use this microphone of mine. For some reason, I don't understand why it didn't work. So I'm back to my little cell phone, my flip phone. Yes, I got rid of the smarty-smart smartphone. But love you, appreciate you. Hopefully we can get back here more frequently. And, you know, I'm going to just give you things to give you a paradigm shift. You know, just to think about things differently. And hopefully there'll be some inspiration here for you. And there are timeless truths, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time, and we truly can. We do have whatever our heart desires, and I believe that in my heart of hearts. And I know you do, too, because you are awakened and empowered and enlightened. So this is Carol Ann Parisi saying thank you for joining me today. I'll be back here next time at Awaken to Empowerment. May have the two girls with two names on Tuesdays putting our 2 cents in tomorrow. If not, I'll do an Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I would love to hear from you. And anytime you'd like to be a guest to call in the show, when the show is live, it's 646-787-1580 and 646-787-1584. This is Carol Parisi saying thank you very much. Be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, and empowerment, and a little peace of mind from Boston. Hope it comes in crystal clear for y'all today. Have a good one. Ciao, ciao for now. We'll catch you back here next time at Awaken to Empowerment Radio.